From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. If there was an apocalypse, what would we hold on to? How about the TV show The Simpsons?
The episode starts with Bart getting letters saying, "I'm going to kill you, Bart."
Right. I'm going to kill you, Bart. Doesn't Lisa have like a pen pal or something?
Oh.
That's a rehearsal of Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. The cast plays a group of survivors who have made it through a global disaster which has left the world without electricity. The play opens up with the actors sitting around a campfire, comforting each other by talking about an episode of The Simpsons. And years later in this post-electric world, The Simpsons become the new standard.
Bart Simpson is the hero. Homer has become the archetype of a father. Marge the mother. Lisa the sister. And they're battling in this melodramatic musical Mr. Burns, who sort of has come to symbolize everything that the world seems to be resisting.
That's Matthew Gutschick, the director of Mr. Burns. He says it's a dark comedy that taps into our ability to laugh in dire circumstances.
Sometimes at a funeral, somebody will say a joke that you remember many, many years in the future and are still able to laugh at. So there's this vulnerable emotional place that we reach, that we're able to access in moments like that, that I think actually allows the comedy to really bubble to the top in surprising ways.
So Mr. Burns draws from a particular Simpsons episode. What was the name again?
The Cape Fear episode.
I'm wondering how, in particular, does The Simpsons form a bridge to the past and to the future through this play?
That's a really interesting question. And one of the things that I go back to is that Simpsons episode is itself quoting a couple of things, namely the movie Cape Fear, the Robert De Niro one, which was itself a remake of a movie that that was made in the 50s, I believe. So the idea that we revisit these stories again and again and again and are passing the tropes, the basic structures, even sometimes the characters on, I think does form a kind of bridge just between generations that might be living at the same time as well as generations that came before it. Because you can certainly trace the lineage from Pulp Fiction, the horror books that were written in Victorian England, to Cape Fear. Some of those same tropes, some of those same kinds of characters exist inside the Robert De Niro film, which is being satirized in The Simpsons, which is being quoted in this play. So I think that you see the sort of beauty of what culture and storytelling does, which is that it has the ability to connect people that are alive at the same moment in history and to connect those generations to the ones that have passed on, sometimes many years in the past.
In some ways, then, in this particular play, Bart Simpson is kind of becomes the foundation of the society's culture going forward.
Right. Which is kind of funny to an audience in 2017, the notion that Bart Simpson would be the thing that would survive. And I think probably all of us ask ourselves this question sometimes. What would happen? What will be remembered about our world today in 100 years or 500 years? And this play is, at least on some level, mining the happy accidents that have brought us the culture that we have today. If you think about a play like Medea, which we've been talking a little bit about in rehearsal, Medea was the third place play out of three in its Dionysus Festival year. It's the only one that survives from that particular year. Now, that might mean that it got in the right cave or the right, you know, equivalent of a filing cabinet. or it might mean that somebody actually loved it so much that they wanted to pass those documents on to their children and could explain the importance of this play to their children. We don't really know, actually. So sometimes the things that we love the most, and The Simpsons has been a popular TV show for a really, really long time. I think it is the longest running TV show ever. The notion that that would be the thing that survives by virtue of its longevity, by virtue of the right people loving it enough to make sure that their children knew about it, or through some total accident, which is that it just happened to be passed along to the right people, the ones who survived.
Is that kind of outrageous for you to think about?
Oh my gosh, yes. To me, the idea of The Simpsons being the thing that would survive from our culture today would be pretty ironic, maybe a little bit tragic, but definitely hilarious.
Why this play now? What sort of a message or takeaway can we relate to when we see this play?
It speaks to what actually is eternal about being a human being, and maybe even what is eternal about being an American, because we are following a group of Americans in this play. And I think that the play has a really optimistic answer to that question, which is that the characters that we are watching through this entire experience have not given up their ability to notice the small joys in their lives. Even through this incredible set of circumstances, they are able to appreciate human connections, friendship, and the little things that have the ability to make them laugh. And I think that that is actually, however small that might seem, it is really, really important in terms of being able to function in relationship to other human beings inside our workplaces, those kinds of situations. We call upon this skill set every single day, I think. And the play is a sort of really beautiful gift to us at this particular moment, because it asks us to reconnect with the things that bring us moments of delight in our everyday lives, because we certainly are not facing the dire set of circumstances that these characters are. So if they can do it, we can certainly do it in 2017 in Michigan.
Matthew Gutschick is the director of Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. It's produced by Parallel 45 Theater Company. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, runs in Traverse City May 31st through June 4th. It'll be showing at the building that, well, used to be called the Inside Out Gallery. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Wanchura, and this is Interlaken Public Radio.